Hello and welcome to The Loudspeaker, your definitive guide on how to scale your startup.
This first tip for every fintech startup is,
what are the media and press saying about us? How are we being perceived by these people?
PR stunts are any activities that allow you to engage with the audience.
I don't agree with the fact that all publicity is good publicity.
Here is where we talk to communications professionals from all around the world to let you know what are the best practices and cool ideas that you can implement for your startups.
Jennifer, you've been on the show before, and it's great to have you back. But for anyone new that's listening, can you explain who you are, your role at Publicize, and what it entails, please?
Absolutely, Sam. So my name is Jennifer Poole. At Publicize, I am the head of client acquisition, which focuses mainly on the general task of identifying our key target audiences and then managing a team that takes consultations with these companies, creating a system to provide these qualified companies insights into what a PR strategy would look like at Publicize. And we do this through complimentary PR assessments. Essentially, my role at Publicize entails marketing, sales, and an analysis of data.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And today is a special episode because we are here to discuss Publicize's new dashboard, officially called Dash. I want to start off with the most basic question. What is Publicize's Dash and how does it work?
So Dash is a platform that was actually created in-house by our own in-house development team, and it allows our customers to have a better visibility into their strategies that their account managers are running for them here at Publicize in a really interactive and easy to use platform. Basically, customers can manage all different aspects of their subscriptions. They could check the status of their tactics. They could approve or comment on work that their teams are doing for them. And they could easily reference a history of all the results that they've gotten. And it's all consolidated onto a really easy to navigate single view dashboard.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense. I can imagine no matter what service I have, I would want an omniscient view of all the things that people at that company are doing for me and everything we've done in the past. So I can understand that. But I would like to know, like, why did Publicize decide to create Dash? Why did they decide to move on to this and like move away from the old systems that we had?
Well, since we've been doing work for clients over the last, I don't know, almost half a decade, we've identified a number of areas that we find as weaknesses or almost criticisms about PR companies, the general PR industry. And something that we found as a theme over and over again with companies from all different classifications, people from all over the world or all over different parts of the US, is there was this theme that PR companies charge a lot of money and do some unknown amount of work. And there's never really a guarantee of what results could be realized. And we saw this as an opportunity to create a platform where we could actually, on the contrary, break that stereotype and put visibility and accountability to the ROI that our clients are receiving for us. So Dash is all about that. It's about accountability, visibility, being able to see all your work in one place. But really the core that we're going for is being able to show our clients the ROI of their PR investment.
Fantastic. And I think it's kind of ironic that we're having this episode on this month, because this month's theme for The Loudspeaker is understanding the ROI of digital marketing. And we've had a number of episodes based on that this month. And yeah, it seems that PR kind of has this history of being kind of mysterious and difficult to measure. In a previous episode we did this month with Teresa, one of our writers here at Publicize, we squashed that myth and she identified the KPIs of how you can measure PR and basically the work we do to show that we are really making a difference with our clients. So I think it's fantastic that we perfectly timed this episode unintentionally and it's landed on this month.
If you're interested in seeing how Publicize can grow your startup, sign up for a free PR assessment on our website. And for a limited time only, exclusively for The Loudspeaker listeners, you can receive an SEO assessment as part of your package for any tier of service at no extra charge with this special promotion. To find out more, visit publicize.co/lspromo.
I'd love to know, what was the biggest challenge creating Dash?
Well, there's a couple of challenges creating Dash. I mean, coming up with the idea was simple, but the biggest challenge was probably finding a balance between providing as much information as possible, but to do it in as simple and as sleek of a design as possible as well. Kind of that combination of showing as much information as possible, really trying to put together the results of the strategy, every opportunity that they could have to interact with the account, but doing it in a very easy to use way. The less clicks, the better. Additionally, this is a platform that was aimed to be built obviously as customer centric. It's giving a customer the best experience as possible. And being that we, Publicize, was developing it, we have a totally different perspective than some customers might have using it. And we really did rely on the feedback in our development stages and our alpha stages from some of our amazing clients who provided us this feedback we needed to be able to overcome this challenge a little bit. And I think we got it now.
Fantastic. Well, I'm glad we made it. I haven't used this dashboard yet. I'm looking forward to checking it out and see what it looks like. And I think I have a much better understanding of how it works and the values of, well, I suppose the advantages of it. But what advice would you give to other companies that want to roll out their own version of Dash?
Well, whether you want to develop your own project like Dash itself or just a value-adding product or service to your company, I like to use a strategy where you just ask yourself repetitively, why are we doing this? Who cares? And if you just ask yourself that enough times and you're honest with yourself and you come to a final answer, that is something that can make or break the process of rolling one of these out. It doesn't make sense to build a customer dashboard just because it's like nice to have or it's fun or because your competitors are doing it. You need to really understand how each individual feature will provide value to your clients or get you closer to the answer of value of why are we doing this? Who cares? Why does it matter?
Awesome. Yeah, that reminds me of one of my favorite talks, and you probably know it too, that Simon Selleck, that Start With Why. And yeah, it's kind of like on a similar tone as that. Yeah. So my last question to you, Dash aside, what is the next goal or project for Publicize?
Well, we have a couple of projects. But speaking in terms of a focus of Dash, I can't speak too much about it before it's launched, but I could tell you that the next step that we are building is going to be an in-house system to further analyze data and metrics to provide our clients a clearer picture on the ROI that they're getting from their strategies and their different tactics individually. So basically, the goal we're working towards has a lot to do with delivering more information to help our clients visualize the results of the work we're doing. And I mean this, the results past the fact that we got a pickup for a press release or we got them accepted a guest article. What are the results past that? And this has been something that's been on our minds for years. How do we perfectly articulate this? And I could tell you, we're getting quite close to a launch of a project that will show that.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to seeing that. And Jennifer, thank you so much for joining me today. If people want to reach out to you and maybe work with Publicize, how can they do that?
Very good question, Sam. So anyone listening who might be considering if PR is something that is right for them, might be wondering how could PR help in your overall marketing strategy, you could reach out to me directly. That's jennifer@publicize.co. And we can set you up with one of our growth consultants for a complimentary PR assessment.
Excellent. Thanks for joining me today, Jennifer.
Thanks, Sam.